Would you like to close your account?
No. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm calling regarding there were 5 charges made to my credit card, and I did not get any. Well, actually, I got 1 report, which was for me, and I really wanted a report for my son. But these charges were not authorized, so I don't understand what's going on. Can you help me?
Absolutely. Whenever you make a purchase at one of our websites, you're automatically signed up for the volume discount at $28.95 a month. Now, with our service, there were only 2 charges to your account. Can you confirm your email address?
Yes, it's my last name, ANAYA.CALIXTO@gmail.com.
And the name associated with the account?
Calixto Anaya.
And then there's a name starting with letter P.
Well, that's my middle name, Peter.
Okay, thank you. And I see that you visited our website, dmvrecords.us.org. And like I mentioned, you were charged the $1, and you were also charged a $28.95 charge. I've closed your account and canceled all future charges, and you'll receive an email confirmation shortly. Anything else?
Yes. How about the charges that are being reflected on my credit card now?
What charges?
There were 5 charges for $28 and change.
We only charged your account 1 charge of $28.95.
That's interesting. Okay. So what is it? What action are you taking on your side, sir?
I have closed your account and canceled all future charges, and you'll receive an email confirmation shortly.
But you will be charging the $128?
Yes, we have only charged 1 charge of $28.95.
Okay, let me ask you 1 question, please. The report that I received was for Calixto Peter Anaya. That's me. Okay? But the report that I wanted to get was for my son, Calixto Gabriel Anaya. And I sent a text message or an email message to you folks stating that I got the information for the wrong person. Then they said, okay, we will try to get you a report for Calixto Gabriel Anaya. And then I got another email saying that you were not able to get the data. So I paid for the wrong report, I guess is the point that I'm trying to make. And I'm trying to find out what is it that needs to be done so I could get the data for the correct person.
You'd have to get the report from your local from the Department of Motor Vehicles where the individual resides, or in the previous state, or, you know, wherever you need the driving history report from. You'd have to get it from that particular Department of Motor Vehicles if our company cannot, because see, you've already went through the process that we would go through. Like if you called in and you said, hey, Miles, I tried to get this report, but, you know, I mistakenly ran it on myself and I meant to use my son's name, and I really need the report, you know, for my son with his information, and your website didn't give that to me. What can you do for me? And I say, okay, sir, well, I can send this over to our report specialist, and he can make his best effort to locate the information that you're interested in being provided with, and I'll send this over, and the report specialist will follow up with you in about, you know, maybe in about 15 minutes to 3 hours. Well, that's already been done. You already contacted our team. They tried to get the information that you were looking for. They responded back to you and said, hey, you know, we're sorry, but, you know, we're not able to find that information that you're looking for. So there wouldn't be any more that I could do here and if our report specialist cannot locate the information, then you'd have to get it through the official sources at whichever DMV would be appropriate to request the information from.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so there's only going to be 1 charge on my card, and that's a $28.95, correct?
and the $1. And that's it. We charged you the $1 charge and the $28.95 charge, and there will not be any future charges.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the clarification.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Customer Support?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.